7/22. Exclusively to the Stu Peters Network, coming in November, Died Suddenly. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be
yes,
to God Almighty.
Somebody that you know, a friend, a family member, somebody that you know has recently died suddenly.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free?
He can't hide
instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere.
That clock is ticking. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. It is the 7th day of October, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, have a listen to this. This video is from an event at the Cato Institute yesterday in Washington. Cato Institute, if you're not familiar, is a top libertarian think tank in Washington and one of the most influential think tanks in the world. Watch.
I'm sure I'm going to piss off both left and right, so I apologize. That the fetish for manufacturing is part of the general fetish for keeping white males of low education outside the cities in the powerful positions they're in the U.S. And that is really what's going on here. Because when you look at the costs of manufacturing, and Susan Houseman and her co-authors have done a lot, not of manufacturing, of trade, and job displacement and community. Susan Houseman and her co-authors have done a lot of work on this, and I'm sure she'll have a different view than I do. But when I look at the so-called costs of the China shock or the costs of the decline in manufacturing, I always think compared to what? For decades, there was enormous displacement of African Americans in this economy. Every time there was a recession, African American unemployment rates shot up much faster and higher than white unemployment. Single women were methodically excluded from the workforce, and especially if they became parents, or ghettoed in particular sets of jobs throughout the economy well through the 70s into the 80s. Displacements on large scales would happen when technology or trade broke through, like all the secretaries who got replaced by personal computers and other forms of office animation. Automation. And these kinds of churn, as the economists put it, never were decried. They never got political attention. They never got much notice. But when it started being the white male manufacturing people in the so-called heartland, which by definition was not urban, then suddenly this was a crisis.
That repulsive, obese blob of lard that you just heard is Adam Posen, head of the Peterson Institute for International Economics. You may not have heard of it, but the Peterson Institute is one of the most powerful think tanks in Washington, D.C. They're one of the biggest shills for globalization, for shipping all of our factories to China while giving all of our jobs in this country away to illegal aliens. 30 years ago, these shills told us that free trade and globalization were ambiguous goods for America. They said that it would lower prices. They said that it would grow the economy and make everyone better off. But the only people who got better off were the elites of the economy. They got richer, and the rest of America got poorer and less secure. So now they don't even bother selling free trade as good for America. Instead, their tone has changed to, "You deserve it." This bloated parasite rumbles up to his panel seat and says that if you don't want America turned into a deindustrialized hellscape, then you're just a racist who wants to prop up dumb white proles. Of course, in reality, having a country that makes things is critical for a country's survival. If your country doesn't make something, then it's not a country at all. No, it's a crappy shopping mall. And it'll rapidly be a poor one at that. But of course, this Adam Posen is just one of a million people in DC who's only ever worked for the fake economy of academia and think tanks. He exists thanks to the massive economic surplus created by America's centuries as an economic superpower. His existence, while grotesque, is perpetuated because a few plutocrats find it useful to keep him around. And when those plutocrats finally leave America for new countries to plunder, He'll either follow them like the parasite that he is, or else get dumped into the garbage, having served his purpose. It's easy to dump on this guy. The scary thing is many Republicans take his words as gospel. And we will never have a real America First Republican Party unless they learn to ignore him, or better yet, ridicule him. But don't count on that happening soon. If Republicans win the majority in the House this November, if you believe in that fake paradigm, that means the speaker job goes to Kevin McCarthy, one of the worst rhinos to ever live. Just last year, McCarthy's leadership pack funneled tens of thousands of dollars to prop up pro-impeachment Republicans against America First primary challengers. McCarthy represents all of the reasons that the GOP has been a disappointment for the past 50 years, concentrated all into one single person. Most obviously, he's utterly beholden to the business interests that have opposed America First policies for decades. But more generally, he's just a feckless, castrated, neutered, spineless coward. He voted against certifying the disputed Electoral College votes of the 2020 election, but tried to have it both ways by only disputing votes that couldn't change the outcome. He blamed President Trump for a January 6th insurrection. But then when he realized that the base wasn't ditching Trump, he tried to backtrack. Of course. But then he tried to still back Liz Cheney for a leadership post, even after she voted for impeachment. And then again, once again, he backtracked, realizing the base wasn't having that crap. Honestly, that's all McCarthy is. He's a political weather vane doing whatever he thinks he needs to do to get ahead this month, or this week, or this minute. Honestly, even Liz Cheney would have been a better Republican leader than McCarthy. At least then we would have someone with balls in charge. But no, we're going to get Frank Luntz's old pillow buddy as speaker this winter. A new report from The Hill says that McCarthy is giving the right flank of the GOP a seat at the table to make sure that they don't topple him. And honestly, it'll probably work. Supposed conservatives always end up being an easy lay for the establishment. Teddy Daniels is the newest and latest host right here on the Stu Peters Network. His new program is titled In the Trenches with Teddy Daniels, and that's because, as the title suggests, it's about the day-to-day warfare that is politics in our nation's capital. Teddy Daniels joins us now. Teddy, thank you so much for coming.
Stu, thank you for having me on, brother. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the platform, and I appreciate what you do.
Who is this parasite, and what the hell is he talking about?
Which one? Kevin McCarthy or the other guy?
Yeah, Posen.
They're both parasites.
I mean, this guy's sitting up here saying that you're essentially a racist if you support manufacturing and industry right here at home.
So, brother, let me tell you, if you remember back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, it was the inner cities that were the industrial complexes of this country. And then the white flight began because liberal Democrats started taking over these cities, all the social welfare problems, crime started to skyrocket, and white folks left the urban areas. It's called the white flight. And it upsets me beyond belief when I see a white guy sitting up there selling out white people. How woke has this world become? It's disgusting. It's almost like, Stu, hey, you know what? Put me in chains. Put me in slavery. I'm a white guy, and we're to blame for everything. It's a bunch of crap, Stu. You know it, and I know it.
We need to be punished to atone for supposed alleged crimes committed by our ancestors. That's what this is. You are a victim of a stolen, fraudulent election. The whole system is fake. Elections are fake. Voting is fake. It's all rigged 100% from the presidential elections to the United States Congress and the United States Senate, state Senate, state houses, all the way through the down ballot and right up to your school boards, in my opinion, are 100% rigged. Your county commissioners that determine how elections are conducted. It is all rigged. It is all fake, which suggests, yes, you're right.
quote, liberal Democrats, if you believe in that construct, are the ones who have destroyed our cities. But then on the other side of that construct, you have these conservatives who have sold out America, are not representatives of the people, and lay down like cheap whores and allow us to be trampled over by people like this Posen. And that's what props up people like McCarthy.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I'll tell you this, Stu, and I found out through the last couple of years of being in politics, the public persona that a lot of these America First candidates put forward, they are anything but America First. And I tell folks all the time, if Kevin McCarthy supports a candidate in a primary, that is the guy to not vote for. That person has already sold out
voting is
to
fake.
The McCarthy establishment.
Voting is fake. Listen, this is black pill stuff. I get that. I realize that. People don't want to hear that. Can't vote your way out of a Marxist coup d'etat and a communist takeover ushering in full totalitarianism. You cannot. There is no plan to trust. There is no single man on a white horse riding in to save this country. We have to be the plan. How do we actually take back our country? How do we actually preserve our constitutional republic?
Brother, you know what? There's several ways. One way I can't say on the air for obvious reasons. But the other one is we have to start calling out these quote-unquote conservatives who use America First as a hashtag or a tagline, who use the gay ultra MAGA. Those are the biggest rhinos of them all. These people, they will say and do anything to get into power. That's the issue, Stu. And until we start calling them out, and the one thing I try to do on my show, Stu, is accountability. I tell folks all the time, I don't have a .RNC or a .GOP email address. It's not my job to get Republicans elected. If you want to see that, go turn on Fox News at 9 o'clock at night. That's what they do. That's not my job. My job is to tell the people the truth, regardless of how unpopular it may be.
Yeah. And I take that very seriously as well. I don't always say the most popular things over here. People think that I'm supposed to be in bed with conservatives or Republicans. No, no, no. That's not true. We hold everybody accountable. So the black pill on the voting can be countered by a white pill, and the white pill is the court of public opinion. We are at least 350 million strong in this country. And I don't care what side of the fake aisle of the fake system of government that you think that you're on, your voice should count. And if we get 350 million loud, if we get 100 million loud and put our foot down and say, we're not going to put up with this crap anymore, people like Kevin McCarthy get recycled or thrown in the garbage where they belong. He should be tail tucked between his legs after everything that he has done, after all of the things that he has represented. Pro impeachment, the biggest sham ever, blaming President Trump for January 6th, a peaceful protest turned into a quote insurrection. By the people who set it up in the first place, a Fed surrection. That's what this was. Agent provocateurs from the FBI sprinkled throughout the crowd. Antifa activists there breaking into the Capitol. The police ushering in people. People being arrested for praying on the courthouse steps. And this guy blames President Trump for a so-called insurrection. No, the insurrection occurred on November 3rd of 2020. When the vote was disenfranchised in this country and exposed for the whole world to see, which I believe has been happening since they shot JFK. We have not had a real free and fair election in this country. 2 minutes, final words.
Stu, I'm so glad that we're on the same page because unlike other folks, you actually say it. You actually say it. The insurrection occurred overnight on November 3rd, 2020. 100% correct. And I'll tell you this, Stu, I caught a little bit of heat because I did an episode on Marjorie Taylor Greene and how she's tiptoeing around and holding hands with Kevin McCarthy pushing this new contract for America. Marjorie Taylor Greene was put into office by the people, okay?
Allegedly
put in office by the people to stand strong and carry the America First agenda against the establishment. You know, she pays more than her minimum amount of dues to the NRCC.
$176,000 receipts going right to the McCarthy-controlled NRCC, which is funding the exact globalist machine that she campaigned and raised a war chest of millions of dollars from blue-collared America First American people to go ahead and fund the same beast that she campaigned in the name of tearing down.
Exactly. And now that she's running around with them, she was recently asked on a show. Are you going to vote for Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House? And I've never seen a bigger dodge to a question than this one. And she goes, well, gosh, Kevin's the only one who's announced that he wants to be Speaker. So we'll sit and wait and see. But Republicans need to come together. Marjorie sold out for committee seats, for fundraising money, and for power. That's what she sold out for. Screw the everyday American people who had a little bit of faith in her. She sold out to the machine.
Catch In the Trenches with Teddy Daniels, Rumble, the Stu Peters Network, always at stupeters.com. Always a pleasure having you. Every single American ought to be absolutely pissed off about this. Your money. Nobody has just extra money just laying around. I don't have any under my couch cushions. I don't have any blow money. There's not money just coming in here. I don't have any beer money. I don't have any extra money to take the kids and go do things. Nobody does anymore. The only people getting richer are the elites, the public servants that are supposed to be representatives of the people. Every one of these people who's campaigning for fake elections through WinRed and asking you to donate to this and donate to that. No, you don't get one more single red cent until you come out and identify the real threats to America that exist within the corporate government crime syndicate right now, the fake government. Name them. More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds. Boy, am I teed up today. Talking about a complete breakdown of a so-called representative constitutional republic. All of these representatives of the people are in league with Satan, whether they know it or choose to admit it or not. They are in league with globalists. They're not fighting for us, they're selling you out. Meanwhile, the entire financial system is going to reset to zero. Your banks, your checking account, savings account, your retirement accounts, your 401ks, your IRAs, all of it, crash, zero, great reset. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. Do not be a victim of this reset to zero. Your money is in imminent danger. Tax hikes, hyperinflation, full-blown recession, wars, forever wars, all over the country. 855-706-GOLD. Get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account when you mention Stu Peters. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. You've heard me talk about Patriots Breakfast Club. I love my coffee. I know that you love your coffee as well. So why not drink great coffee that also is for a good cause? Yes, a portion of the proceeds goes to help American veterans. Can't think of a better cause. Some of the ones that come in my monthly subscription, the WTF, yes, the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. It's a conversation piece that your friends will love, but nothing beats my favorite, the Fresh Java Brew, the FJB. So I went to my people over at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com and I said, hey, listen, why don't we offer Stu Peters Show viewers a discount? Brilliant idea. They did it. They bought it. Stu20, promo code Stu20 gets you 20% off site-wide at Patriots Breakfast Club. Go to PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. Use promo code Stu20 at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. Welcome back. So according to Dr. Jane Ruby, the medical contributor here on the Stu Peters Network, we are on the brink of medical martial law being enforced and ushered in by our own military. Obviously, we want to know more about that. To that end, Dr. Jane joins us now. Dr. Jane, what is this medical martial law that we are on the brink of witnessing?
Well, Stu, in June, the World Health Organization Director General Tedros, everybody knows who he is, Tedros.
Oh, yes, Satan.
Satan incarnate convened his little emergency committee under the international health regulations to see if monkeypox, remember that from months ago, that if the monkeypox outbreak represented, and here's the key, collection of words, a public health emergency of international concern. That's a very special phrase, Stu, because what it does, first of all, the committee didn't agree with him. He went ahead, and on July 23rd, some of you may know, he declared, quote, a public health emergency of international concern based on monkeypox. Pay no mind that monkeypox isn't even established as a real illness, okay? Pay no mind to the fact that they're using the fake PCR once again to claim that there are positive cases rampantly building up. And pay no mind that nothing is spreading of any major import outside of Africa relative to the symptoms they claim. are monkeypox. But what he did accomplish, and this is why the phrase is really important, was he triggered a power shift. And he shifted the sovereignty, whether you want to believe it or not, of the United States to the Global World Health Organization with the full cooperation of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, backed up by the Department of Defense. Now, this is what many legal experts this past week that I've talked to, not just Todd Callender, but many of them concur, constitutes a live martial law situation here in the United States. Now, you may not feel like it, that you're living under martial law because you're going to the beach this weekend, you're walking into your grocery store, piling up your cart, traveling here and there, playing with your kids, going to their sporting events. But make no mistake, just because they're not implementing everything, what was put into place by the PREP Act, the Emergency Powers Act, based on his statement, that tied it all together. The fact that they haven't instituted any harsh tyrannical dictates doesn't mean you're not under martial law. People need to understand that at any moment, this law, these laws are currently set up so that the Constitution is suspended, individual rights are suspended, and what I'm trying to say is that at any moment, if the government decides to, and they redemand masks, lockdowns, forced inoculations, they're set up for it, Stu. There's no, at least legally resisting it. Obviously, we're not going to go for it. Yesterday afternoon, I was honored to be part of the military medical martial law symposium, headed up by Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Pete Chambers, Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, Generals McInerney and Vallely, and Vandersteel and Reiner Fulmich. They warned the United States and the people that this is real, that it's alive, and that it's hanging over our heads. Now, there was a lot of, you may have heard, technical difficulty and evidence of a multi-pronged hacking that interfered with the symposium, because a lot of us didn't get to do our breakouts. But nevertheless, the important thing is the main speakers were able to get out those warnings and the evidence. And so immediately following your show tonight on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, we're going to take a close look at the parallels to the Nazi Holocaust, which included masks, you know, the yellow stars, the lockdowns, the forced medical procedures. I mean, seriously, tell me we're not living.
And also included fake elections, and also included social and civil unrest, and also included BLM and Antifa-style uprisings and chaos in the streets and looting and burning and every single thing that we saw here throughout the entire summer of 2020. This is not just limited to, you know, ovens and gas chambers, okay? I mean, the history that's repeating itself right now is a full paradigm of all of the components that are necessary to usher in totalitarianism, namely the absence of the rule of law, which goes right along with this martial law. So you're saying that unequivocally right now we are in a state of martial law.
Absolutely. And when I interviewed Todd Callender myself, he used the term, the analogy, he said, it wasn't even an analogy, it was a reality. He said, the mere hearing of a sniffle, if this government right now, whatever this government is here, they can shut it down. They can institute the medical countermeasures aspects of the PREP Act. It's all in place, Stu. It's just sitting there.
Just explain to people here real quick. At the beginning of this segment, you said that the monkeypox is diagnosed by the fake PCR. I want you to really go into, just for a couple of minutes here, once again, and I know that we've been over this a lot of times, for new viewers or listeners to the program, why the PCR is fake and why people should not be getting tested.
Well, its creator or developer, Dr. Carrie Mullis, said right from the outset, this is not a diagnostic tool. You can use it to spin it down into base elements of proteins and things like that, but you really don't know what you're getting because they're so basic. But that never stopped the CDC, Fauci, the NIH, any of these supposed, you know, health policy agencies from saying, you know, you got to use this test. And then in a bizarre twist, in the middle of last summer, the CDC comes out and says, hey, we're going to recall it and we're going to send this to every certified lab in the United States, this notice that you can use it, though, by the way, till the end of the year, till, you know, December 31st. Which didn't make any sense as well, but then you'll have to use other types of tests. Well, Sue, then when January of 2022 came around, the tests, there were no new tests. The list of diagnostic tests that they that they put on their website and on the FDA website are still just different forms of the PCR. This thing has no ability to diagnose. The reason I keep hammering this, and I think you do as well, because you understand, is that if they keep using it, it's like everybody's ignoring it. You know, just let it go. It's not a diagnostic test. So when you say, hey, you know, to Stu or Dr. Jane on our Telegram, I tested positive for COVID yesterday. How did you do that? With a PCR. It's like Groundhog Day over and over and over again. You have to step back. You have to resist. You have to tell your doctors, your government, whatever your authorities are, I'm not using that test. Show me the validation study. Yeah. And that's another thing that's coming on the takedown on Saturday premium, the Dr. Jane Ruby takedown, is the Corman Drosten paper. They faked the paper. They claim they validated the PCR. And you know what it was all about, Stu? Because they've got a huge manufacturing plant in Berlin. They make the PCR swabs and the tests. Yeah.
Aside from the Dr. Carrie Mullis, the inventor of the PCR test, saying that it was bogus and fraudulent and not a diagnostic tool, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a few other things here. There are reports that there is substances on these PCR tests that can be harmful to you. These PCR tests, the data that's coming from them is being shipped to foreign governments and world entities, global entities like the World Economic Forum or the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. It's being used for data collection. These things are cycled at 40 or even over so that you're getting false positives at a 97% rate. You can run these things under your tap water oftentimes and get a positive result for COVID-19. In addition to that, the PCR test is designed to detect specific gene sequences, but we have never isolated in the wild this virus. We only know about a gene sequence because of an AI recreation of SARS-CoV-2 on some supercomputer in some lab somewhere. But nobody's really ever been able to isolate this thing out in the wild. Are all of those things accurate statements?
Absolutely. And Stu, let me add in, and in the Carmen Drosten fake validation paper, they admit that they only had sequences that they were told were related to the SARS-CoV-2, that they never had anything that was represented as a portion of it. It was a, like you said, a model developed on a computer that is supposedly sequenced in alignment with that virus. Again, that no one's ever been able to demonstrate.
Yeah. We're going to be talking with Carmel Mooney, who was vaccine injured, or her daughter was vaccine injured, and this is coming up next. I mean, this has been going on for an incredibly long time. This isn't something that just all of a sudden popped up with this so-called COVID-19 vaccine that we now know is anything but a vaccine. It is dangerous. In many cases, it is deadly. The number one phrase being used in obituaries today is "died suddenly." That documentary exclusively on the Stu Peters Network coming in November. If you haven't seen the trailer, here it is.
And I never pass up an opportunity when I see a newborn baby. I stop and I drink it in. Because my heart aches to think that seeing a newborn baby may become one of the rarest things. And I want to be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But so many people have taken this.
If you have an acquaintance or a friend or a loved one or family member who has died suddenly, please post their pictures all over social media and use the hashtag #DiedSuddenly. We cannot let them hide from what they have done. All right, you would never purposely take a laxative before you start your day. I mean, that could be one of the worst days ever. But unfortunately, a lot of Americans who understand the importance of magnesium are taking supplements of magnesium that are just exactly that. They are laxatives. So now you're pooping out all of the things that you're trying to put into your body, plus not just the magnesium, but you're pooping out everything else that's good in your body as well. That's why we want you to go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. At magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, you will find Magnesium Breakthrough. This is not a laxative. No, this is the seven most important types of magnesium to have in your body that combat stress and anxiety, low mood, depression, and sleepless nights. Quite frankly, an early grave. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters and use the promo code Stu for big discounts at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. Welcome back. For the past two decades, Carmel Mooney has been on a crusade to learn everything that she can about vaccines and vaccine injuries and to inform the public about what she's found. Carmel's story is tragic. It begins 18 years ago when her youngest daughter had her life destroyed by a vaccine. This injury was so devastating that ever since, Carmel's daughter has had to be confined to a care facility. She'll likely remain there the rest of her life. So when the COVID pandemic arrived in March, check that. When psychopaths launched biowarfare on the global population by whipping up a gain-of-function virus and intentionally releasing it, Carmel immediately knew that she had to take action and begin speaking out. Thanks to her work over the previous 16 years, Carmel had built up a large network of sympathetic doctors. So when the vax mandates arrived in 21, Carmel had a medical freedom team ready to write vaccine exemptions for those in need. By the way, some of those exemptions were going to employees at the companies that manufacture these bioweapon injections. Carmel also helped link people up with ivermectin and other alternative treatments. Basically, Carmel has taken the personal tragedy in her life and used it heroically as motivation to become a good Samaritan to the entire world. When we heard about her story, we knew that we had to talk to her. And to that end, Carmel Mooney joins us now. Carmel, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
So many people are becoming newly found participants or riders aboard the anti-vax train. And it's a large part due to what we have seen now as a result of the rollout of these dangerous and deadly inoculations being falsely referred to as a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine. But how deep does the vaccine story actually go? Tell us about your research.
Well, I mean, my journey started 20 years ago when my daughter, like you said, was tragically vaccine injured to the point, like you already alluded to earlier, where she's, you know, has to be in a care facility the rest of her life. And when I had realized the depth of the hoax of what people have believed for years about the supposed effectiveness and safety of vaccines, because I began doing research in ways to try to help my own daughter by, you know, finding cutting edge therapies for her and biomedical treatments and doctors who actually specialized in vaccine injury. And as I dug deeper and found ways to help my daughter, I also brought other parents on board because I met other parents suffering the same tragedy. So this has gone on, for, as you probably well know, for many, many decades, but I wasn't really privy to the depth and the breadth of it until about 20 years ago myself. And then after I had helped her in some areas, but of course she never fully recovered, and I actually helped coach some other parents through biomedical interventions that for some of them actually recovered their children. Some are actually in college now that were kind of alongside us in the journey with my daughter. Then I ended up writing a book on vaccine injury and coaching and speaking, and it kind of morphed from there. And so that's why when this whole control of virus pandemic hit in March 2020, I saw it unfolding and I knew in my spirit, I just discerned right away where this was heading.
What was the shot that injured your daughter?
Well, we'll probably never know because she had six in that one well baby visit. So we'll never know for sure. We assume from the different tests that she's had and therapies and different specialists she's been to that the MMR was probably a huge contributing factor, but we will never know for sure because she had a cocktail of six at one time.
This childhood vaccine schedule has become mind-boggling, eye-popping, really, when you look at how many shots a child receives by the time that they're of legal adult age at 18. Do you
72.
Think
72 typically.
Mm-hmm. 72 shots, and mostly against diseases that nobody really ever has to worry about contracting. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, infants, as you know, are given Hep B, and I personally don't know any sexually active IV pushing infants, and I doubt you do as well.
Yeah, no prostitute babies that I'm immediately aware of. Well, you have about 18 years on me. I think I've started to wake up to this thing about 2 years ago when this whole thing hit here. I was never opposed to vaccines before. I looked at anti-vaxxers in the way that I think a majority of crazy people now look at me as a crazy person, right? These are uninformed people that want these shots pushed on everybody. These are people who just unthinkingly trust the medical establishment as people who actually care about your health. But that's not true, is it?
No, unfortunately not. I mean, and without getting on a soapbox on another subject, I mean, I believe from my experience and what I see that the majority of our country and probably most of the world are fairly brainwashed to just kind of blindly believe whatever someone in a white coat, you know, tells them. And as we've seen from this newest experimental gene therapy biologic that came out last year, we know that they're not safe and effective. And that one has a whole nother layer of evil added to it. So I think that most people, I mean, I'm fairly educated and I've always been very careful with health and wellness with my children. Many, many years ago, I put myself through college as a personal trainer and I worked on a nutrition board for an Air Force base. I mean, I've been a health and wellness advocate for years and I had seen two or three vaccine injuries from people I knew personally in my lifetime, but I always thought erroneously that they were just something that was pretty rare until it happened to my daughter. And then boy, was I was given the most tragic wake up call of my life.
This mRNA technology that's being used to deliver these euthanasia shots is really obviously quite dangerous. The spike protein that's being generated inside of these COVID injections, this eugenics method, I guess that you could say, from the people, by the way, who are the most heavily invested, who stood before the entire world and said that we need to depopulate down to 500 million, which would mean murdering 7.5 billion people off the face of the planet. And then they say, oh, by the way, here, from us is this injection, go and take it. The cognitive dissonance or the programming that has taken place by a mainstream media, Mockingbird Never Went Away, the propaganda that comes out of this lying and complicit media that's funded 70% approximately by Pfizer and other big pharma. If you watch Fox News and CNN and MSNBC, you see relentlessly over and over again all of these programs brought to you by Pfizer. None of their hosts or pundits are allowed to speak negatively about any injection because that money then would stop. These are for-profit businesses, just like hospitals who have been giving these deadly remdesivir protocols, killing people as the body's stacked up, all the while getting 20% bonuses on the entire hospital bill if they administer 10 days of this poisonous serum that didn't even make it through an Ebola trial in Africa because it killed 54% of the people that took it. Where are we as a country when people are just blindly lining up to get these shots?
Yep, exactly. I mean, I hate to say this, but I made some memes actually in March of 2020 when this whole pandemic started unfolding. And I said, it's going to be a Holocaust, but it will be done in such a way that no one will even know what's happening. I mean, I don't know how, but I knew, I guess it was just the Holy Spirit. I knew what was going to unfold. I could feel it. I could discern it from the beginning. And that was the catalyst, in addition to what happened to my own daughter, that I started this medical and religious freedom team that I have that will help people with exemptions. Because when I saw this unfolding, I mean, I knew and I started warning people, anyone who would listen, whether it was my readers or my listeners or my coaching clients, I kept telling people, this is what I see coming down the pike. You need to get ready. And then that, like I said, that was the end of, the end of March 2020. Then you fast forward to the spring of 2021, and I was very blessed to be invited to a three-day conference where doctors and scientists from all over the world came in and they presented on this experimental gene therapy biologic, what it does, how it was created, what they do know about what's in it. Of course, we don't know everything, but we know some of what's in it. And this was all at that point in the spring of 2021, cutting edge. Most people didn't know this. They weren't privy to it. And I was absolutely blown away. I mean, it only confirmed everything that I had known in my gut. And when I saw this, I said, oh my goodness, I have to do something to help people. Because, I mean, a lot of these physicians and scientists that presented at that conference that really shook my world, I mean, some of them have even been on your shows. I've seen them as guests. So I know you know some of them. So when that happened, then I said to a couple, like you said, a couple of my colleagues and friends who are actual truth-seeking, freedom-loving doctors and vaccine rights legal experts, I said, hey, if I start a team, would you join my team? Can we do something? And some of these friends of mine said, you bet. Just sign us up. We're on board. And so that's how what I do right now started. I mean, that was the catalyst.
You know, the data is out everywhere. It continues to pour out. You have the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, which has logged over 30,000 deaths, over 2 million adverse events, or what I refer to as intended consequences, from this one shot. We're talking more than three times the amount of injuries and deaths as all previous, quote, vaccines combined. You look at the DMED data. This is the military database. This is reporting unprecedented spikes and increases in neurological issues among pilots. They have fertility data that's available there, as well as out of the UK. 22% of women who received this inoculation experienced a late term, second or third trimester, a basically spontaneous abortion, a miscarriage. And then you have, of course, this died suddenly phenomenon. Actuaries reporting excess deaths, 40%, 15% excess deaths reported worldwide. The insurance companies are freaking out about this. It wasn't a surprise to you, I'm sure, to see that the Stu Peters Network is coming out with Died Suddenly as a documentary. What do you think is going to happen to humanity? What is your prediction for what's going to happen here in our country as a result of these fake vaccines, these bioweapons?
Well, I mean, obviously, I hesitate to make a prediction because I don't want to go there, but I will say that the physicians that I know personally, and I know you know some of them, they predict that about 40% of those who receive this experimental gene therapy biologic will perish within 2 to 5 years based on pathogenic priming and antibody-dependent enhancement and all the immune issues and just, you know, everything that you talk about a lot on your shows. I hope they're wrong. In March of 2021, I lost my first friend of 27 years, died suddenly and unexpectedly, was a pilot, was a golfer, was a scuba diver. And then I've had multiple friends who've had strokes and heart attacks in their 20s and 30s. I'm a pickleball lover. I play pickleball 2 hours a day. And some of the folks that are in great shape that play pickleball with me have had heart attacks and strokes immediately following their vaccination. I hate to use the word vaccine because it's really, as you know, not a vaccine.
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, you would get along greatly.
And then the
greatly.
Sad thing for me, really, I mean, since I've been helping so many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people across all 50 states get exemptions, and also in other countries as well, I've fortunately been able to help a lot of people in Canada and Australia. But the hardest thing for me is when I first started offering my service where I refer people out to physicians and legal experts for exemptions, everybody that came to me in the beginning when this whole crazy show started, they all were coming to me because they wanted to get an exemption to prevent having to have the first one. They wanted to, you know, exercise their bodily autonomy. They wanted to keep their livelihood, their jobs. I mean, I was helping university students, university professors, military, law enforcement, teachers, nurses. I had even doctors come to me who said, I can't get this. I know a lot about vaccines, but my own colleagues won't write me an exemption. So anyway, it was insanity. But the good news is the people that were coming to me had not yet been jabbed. So they were in the prevention mode. Now, fast forward a year later, 50% of the people who come to me, it's tragic. It's horrific to hear their stories because they've already been maimed and injured and disabled. And they come to me saying, I need help.
I can't take any more of these things.
Their own physicians have said you cannot have another shot. And yet their own physicians won't write them an exemption.
How do people get a hold of you, by the way, Carmel?
Well, it's www.anointedjourney.com.
Anointedjourney.com. www.anointedjourney.com. If you need an exemption, if you need to get a hold of Carmel Mooney, that is the best way to go ahead and do it. By the way, you'd get along greatly with Matt Scow on our documentary team. You'd get along greatly with Edward Saul on our documentary team. And a lot of the people down in our Vero Beach headquarters, they're all pickleballers. It'd be interesting. I'd like to know if any of the people down there have died suddenly and dropped dead. I think we're going to see a lot more of that. Carmel Mooney, for everything that you are doing, you are a hero, an angel sent directly from God, and we appreciate you being here to tell the world about it.
Thank you so much.
No, really, thank you. So for every ailment, for every pain, for every headache, there's a pill or a neurotoxin. There's a prescription or an injection. No. Stay away from that stuff. When you learn about CBD, you will be absolutely amazed by all of the different things that you can treat naturally with this hemp product. And when you do CBD business and you learn, by the way, that CBD is helping people that has Parkinson's disease, helping kids that struggle with ADHD, helping people with post-surgery pains, arthritis pains, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine headaches, allergies. So many more people have allergies now. All of these things, it seems, can be treated with CBD. And when you start doing your CBD business, do it with a company that you can trust, a family-owned business that grows all of their hemp right here in my home state of Minnesota. It's actually being harvested right now. My buddy Jeremy that works for Curibl.com, that's K-U-R-I-B-L, K-U-R-I-B-L.com, is busy. They're around the clock harvesting the hemp that's going to go into these products like this, the cooling roll-on that I use on my shoulder. Here's the dry spray. You know, you don't want that cream getting all over your clothing. You don't want to stink all day long. Curibl.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Treat this stuff naturally. Seriously, it's from the earth. And you know where it's coming from. Instead of doing business with some online CBD company, you can't source this stuff. You have no idea what's in it. Do business with Curibl, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. And guess what? Curibl.com is offering a 20% discount on all of their products site-wide when you use promo code STU at Curibl.com.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Welcome back. So we've talked a lot on this show about all of the ways that ordinary people are simply falling apart in recent years. And we're not just talking about the effects of the COVID bioweapon shots. 20-year-old men have testosterone levels that used to only be seen in senior citizens and weaker grip strength than their grandfathers. Sperm counts are down more than 50%. And by the way, they're still dropping. The Flynn effect of rising IQs has stopped and then gone into reverse. That means every year children are getting dumber. Allergies in young people have exploded. Roughly 1 in 40 children is now allergic to peanuts. And again, that figure keeps rising. The mental health of teenagers has totally collapsed. Their suicide rates have hit record highs, and unprecedented numbers of them are on antidepressants and other neurotoxins, anti-anxiety drugs, anti-ADHD drugs, and the like. Well, now there's even more, if you can imagine that being possible. Research in the UK suggests that rates of cognitive impairment have nearly doubled since 2009. People are developing dementia and memory loss and other cognitive issues like never seen before. And it's not just because the population is getting older. No. Dementia and even Alzheimer's are happening more and more often for young Americans. Every year, about 20,000 people between the ages of 30 and 44 get diagnosed with early onset dementia or Alzheimer's. People under 44 getting Alzheimer's. Tom Brady is 45 and still playing in the NFL. Something has gone wrong, very wrong. It might take a long time before we fully understand what's happened, but for now, it's our obligation to do what we can to protect our own health and the health of our family members, especially our children. And that's where nootropics can come into play. Mr. Newts is a sponsor of this program, as well as a nootropics expert, and he joins us now. Thanks a lot for coming. We appreciate it. So these are not fallacies. These are not conspiracies. These are actual data This is statistical boots on the ground research that's being done here. Young people are experiencing the early onset of dementia symptoms and even being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. What can we do to combat this? How does nootropics come into play here?
It's a great question, Stu. Thanks so much, by the way, for having me on.
Yeah, of course.
So products like this, which is a highly concentrated four mushroom blend and combined with collagen, are the kinds of solutions that can help us reverse this problem. Keep in mind, everything psychological is biological. We're dormant, we're sitting down all day long, we're putting our kids through all kinds of stress events as well. And as a result of that, our brains can only take so much stress, pain, anxiety, and torment. We need a solution, we need a new OS that's going to allow us to be able to handle these kinds of things and then operate at a higher level, not be satisfied with the decreasing IQ. So what we've done is we've created a really, really powerful four mushroom blend. And that four mushroom blend, every dose, every drink is the equivalent of a pound plus of actually adaptogenic mushrooms that help you to handle stress and create new brain cells.
Adaptogenic mushrooms, not psychedelic mushrooms, just so that everybody is aware here of what's going on. Tell us about mushrooms, because a lot of people don't understand the power of the shroom.
Yeah. And it really is critical. So mushrooms have been used for hundreds of years, actually thousands of years, as a way to increase cognitive performance. Just over the last 20 years, they become a staple in the minds of people that are really trying to be super performers or superhuman. So you'll find a lot of senior executives, you'll find a lot of CEOs, Fortune 500, Fortune 5000, Inc. 500 CEOs that live and die by quality mushroom extracts that help a thing called BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is basically the setting the baseline so that you can have a thing called neurogenesis, neuro brain cell genesis creation, right? So the creation of new brain cells. When you have those new brain cells, you can program those brain cells. So they allow you to basically increase your cognitive performance over and over and over again, never ending. You've got an infinite horizon of cognitive performance available to you.
So you just keep stacking on more and more brain power, and the sky is the limit. You're saying that there's not like some threshold, you get there and you're like, okay, you're as smart as you'll ever be. No, you just keep getting more and more mentally strong.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There was a belief many years ago. There was a belief.
Send me some of that stuff. I need this stuff. Send that to me.
That was great.
Nobody's going to be able to dupe me over here anymore. All these liars and cucks, all these globalists, all these candidates that we have over here. Nobody's going to be able to pull the wool over these eyes.
No, man. It's super important. And the thing is, what's really exciting about this is you feel it from the moment you take it. You feel brain tingles. You realize you're more awake. Your wakefulness is up. We're not talking about throwing a bunch of caffeine at it. We're talking about actually being more awake because you've got more brain cells connecting to you all through your body. So it's a really phenomenal effect and benefit.
So collagen is combined with these mushrooms inside of this deal. Explain how this stuff kind of works together. How is collagen helping with all of this?
So what a lot of people didn't understand, in fact, the primary purpose of this originally was we were trying to look for a way to increase the collagen performance on the skin. A lot of people know of collagen as a great way to produce, you know, or you need new collagen in your skin for you to reverse the aging process.
To have shiny and bright and vibrant skin like this right here. Imagine this even becoming better. I can't imagine, but we're going to find out because I'm going to get the product. So combined with skin, though, what else?
So the other thing is that when we started doing that, we found that mushrooms had these very, very interesting micronutrients, and those micronutrients dramatically increased collagen's effect on the body, but also the brain. And then we started focusing on the fact that lion's mane, a very, very potent mushroom, that the extracts of lion's mane, there's four actual unique chemicals in there. Those are radically effective at getting through the blood-brain barrier into the brain, creating this BDNF, and opening yourself up to new neuron growth. And that became like the secondary, and suddenly it was a primary, because a lot of the people we worked with, especially people that have been through traumatic events, have had profound benefits from taking lion's mane. So we started building on that, and then we started extracting better and better and better. So it's 50-to-1 and 100-to-1 extractions of every mushroom we've got in here. It's incredibly powerful.
Well, being a sponsor on the program, obviously, and offering huge discounts to our viewers and listeners, if they're listening on the radio or the podcast or viewing anywhere, is that they go to newtopia.com/stew and then use a promo code there, they get big discounts as well, correct?
Absolutely. StewPeters10 is a discount code. And again, it's Newtopia, NOOTOPIA.com/stew.
Newtopia.com/stew, our own personal landing page for you guys are being rewarded for obviously sticking with us for the past couple of years. Man, it's been quite the ride here. And so you're going to need this stuff. I'm going to get it for sure. This is called College Genius. It can be found at Newtopia, NOOTOPIA, Newtopia.com/stew, and use the promo code StewPeters10 for big discounts on this stuff. Wow, what a miracle. Mr. Newts, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too, man. So appreciate you, Stu.
I appreciate you. Seriously. I mean, these products from Newtopia have helped me tremendously. Other than College Genius, which I have not tried yet, I've been using Focused Savagery and Gabalicious and the Mental Reboot, all sorts of different stuff from Newtopia.com/stew that you will really enjoy. Make sure that you get there. Newtopia.com/stew. Use StewPeters10 for 10% off site-wide when you go to Newtopia.com/stew. More of the Stu Peters Show continues right after this.